Hey, Fragheads. I just wanted to jump on quick and talk about this fragrance that I purchased. It's a blind buy, and it's called Liu Ravet. And I could be pronouncing this wrong. It's Italian. I know Liu, it means water. I want to say Ravet. I think it's a reference to a river, so like river water. It's by D. Hubert. Again, I apologize. I'll write out the note. People can look it up. I do have some other fragrances. There's one by Serge Lutin that was Lufroid, cold water. And I absolutely love it. I hope they get that back in stock at some point. I have a reference point here. So bear with me as I explain this, this little scent journey of mine. Some of you might recognize this bottle. This is Frederick Malle. And this specific one here, that the fragrance that I own, is Monsieur by Bruno Jovanovic. This one, the only reason I'm holding this up is because of the bottle and referencing Frederick Malle. I had sampled through the website, what is it, Surrender to Chance or The Perfumed Court? I think it was Surrender to Chance. And I had sampled a fragrance called Geranium Pour Monsieur, and it's by Frederick Malle. I am at a point in life where sometimes I have a little bit extra income, sometimes I don't. I'm an actor. You know how that goes for us artist types. And I knew summer was coming, and I was like, Geranium Pour Monsieur would be such a really good fragrance for summer. And I was looking around on that infamous website that I'm sure most of us know and love, Fragrantica. I'm not sure if I'm even saying that right, Fragrantica. And I was looking at the reviews of Geranium Pour Monsieur. And I love this because there's a little section on the website, and it's and it just says, this reminds me of. And it's where people like myself or you, like, we can just like, oh, this reminds me of, and they'll fill in another perfume or whatever. So I was glancing at that, and I was like, huh, there's a lot of people that are saying this one called Liu Ravet has a similar vibe, or that it reminds them of that. And it does. I am so happy to say I got this, and I was, I get excited with it. It does. It definitely reminds me of Geranium Pour Monsieur. They obviously are slightly different, as they should be. But there's something in this one. I am absolutely loving it in this hot, humid Midwestern weather that I'm in. It's really well named, because it definitely reminds me of like really shadowy river water. If you've ever been on a river or by a river where, you know, the foliage of the trees gets really dense and it hangs over the water, and maybe you're walking, you know, by the shore or whatever, there's something about it that's very herbaceous, very aromatic. Yeah, like it reminds me of like if you've stepped in like, I don't know, by the river, and it's like muddy and mossy and green. And it's not like, it's not dirty, but it's not clean. It's aromatic, and it's a river. It's, such a good job with that. And I love that, especially for summer. Like I said, where, you know, like right now it's really hot where I'm at. A fragrance like this is just refreshing. So refreshing. There's definitely notes of geranium in this. Absolutely. Like I said, it's very aromatic, very herbaceous. There's something cold about it too that I like. It reminds me, like I said, of cold river water. So I'm curious to hear from other people. Have you done something like that where you've bought an entire bottle without sampling it? I'm going to do another one of these next month probably, and talk about when that went south for me, and it went bad, and I bought an entire bottle of something thinking, oh, there's a lot of people that say it's sort of similar. It's actually similar to this one right here, Serge Lutin's Lufroid, which I absolutely love. Bought a full bottle of another thing and didn't work out for me. So curious. Drop a comment. Let me know if you've ever smelled this fragrance, for one, or of Geranium Pour Monsieur. what you think of it, but also, have you done the blind buy full bottle thing and absolutely loved it? In this instance, I did. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed the story. Keep liking, following, subscribing, doing all the things. Keep staying a little bit weird. Have a good one.